Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Alan Stock Answer on News Talk 840 KXNT and on demand at KXNT.com. Here's Alan Stock.
Why are Democrat candidates for president kissing the ring of one Al Sharpton? They appeared at his National Action Network and one by one rose to the microphone to heap praise on a man who has caused much anguish and racial division in the U.S. They all seem to be saying to the Reverend Al, pick me, pick me. It's almost childish and embarrassing to say the least. In August of 1991, a car that was part of a procession driven by a Jewish man was struck by another vehicle, causing it to veer onto the sidewalk where it accidentally struck and killed a 7-year-old Guyanese boy. There were questions about whether or not a private ambulance on the scene was directed by police to treat the driver of the car before treating the boy. Caribbean and black residents of the neighborhood rioted for four consecutive days. And during the riot, black youths looted stores, beat Jews in the street, and clashed with a group of Jews. A member of the mob stabbed one Jewish student visiting from Australia while others chanted, "Kill the Jew." Sharpton, marching through Crown Heights with about 400 protesters, chanted, "Whose streets? Our streets. No justice, no peace." While Mayor David Dinkins tried to calm the passions, Sharpton seemed to throw gas in the fire when he said, quote, "If the Jews want to get it on, tell them to pin their yarmulkes back and come over to my house," end of quote. In 1987, a 15-year-old black girl by the name of Tawana Brawley was found smeared with feces, lying in a garbage can with various slurs written on her body. Brawley claimed she had been assaulted and raped by six white men, some of them police officers. Sharpton jumped to her defense and stuck by her even after a grand jury found overwhelming evidence that Brawley fabricated her story. Sharpton accused the prosecutor of racism and of being one of the perpetrators of the alleged abduction and rape. He was sued for defamation and ordered to pay $345,000 in damages. While Sharpton refused to pay his share of the damages, a number of black business leaders eventually paid the penalty for him, taking him off the hook. When a lying stripper accused white members of the Duke lacrosse team of rape, Sharpton again jumped into action. Even after DNA evidence pointed toward a false accusation on the part of the stripper, this is what Al Sharpton had to say, quote, "I think that when you look at the racial atmosphere, when you look at the fact that there again were the allegations of racial statements, when you look at a lot of people feeling that they have been treated differently, where this girl has basically had a character charged in the media, there's a lot of racism that's in the air," end of quote. Now, 1 year later, all charges against the accused lacrosse players were dismissed. They were found to be completely innocent. And by the way, the stripper was eventually charged with murdering her own boyfriend. Time prohibits the many cases that can be cited where the Reverend Al Sharpton exacerbated disagreements that hinged on racially charged circumstances, and there were many, many others. So the question becomes, why has the left in America, both black and white, let the charlatan off the hook time after time? Is it because he's become a useful stooge for the left and for those who seek to win votes by polarizing racial division in this country? Remember, he's done nothing over the years to bring opposing sides together. His actions have only served as a wedge between adversaries, and the groveling of Democrats who would be president makes one wonder what influence he might have on any of their administrations. It's certain that he still has his White House pass at hand from the years when he was a frequent guest of Barack Obama. I'm Alan Stock. Keep on thinking free.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.